Welcome to Managing Hodgkin Lymphoma. My name is Andy Evans, and I am Professor of Medicine and Chief of the Division of Hematology Oncology and Director of the Tufts Cancer Center at Tufts Medical Center in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm frequently asked what factors are more important when developing treatment plans for the newly diagnosed Hodgkin lymphoma patient and which are less important. That's a good question, and there are a few different aspects to that. I think, of course, part of that is what is the stage of the patient? In other words, is this an early stage patient, such as stage 1A disease, or is it someone with unfavorable early stage or intermediate early stage who might have 4, 5, 6 sites of disease, but all above the diaphragm? Or what if this is a patient with advanced stage disease, with bone marrow involvement or even extranodal disease? So that's obviously critical to understand which treatment paradigm will the patient flow through. And I view that as somewhat three different: early stage favorable, early stage intermediate, or unfavorable as some have classified it, and advanced stage. Probably the next most important is the patient's age and their functional status, which is important, of course, in many different lymphomas and cancers for that matter. In other words, is this a 21-year-old female or is this a 78-year-old female who has a performance status of 2? So those are important factors in really delineating which is the appropriate route. Should this patient receive standard therapy?